bouncing into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. This toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That is a SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, we give away. So enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. Roll right into the phone calls to start things out. Dale in New Hampshire on the amplifier line. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Ian.
What's on your mind, dude?
Well, I was thinking about the notion of private agencies taking over more and more government roles. And it's just, there are two points I thought about that. And one of them is this notion that for some reason, you know, people always have a false sense of security from government. The notion that if someone's wearing a badge or if someone's working for government, they're somehow more trustworthy than if they're, say, working for a charity that did the same function. And that to me is just bizarre because they're so much less accountable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if I have an agency that's doing things like trying to rescue abused kids or take care of kids, you know, instead of a foster home, they're going to be under so much more scrutiny. You know, people don't have that false sense of security about them. I don't know that they'd be better or worse. They'd probably be better. But, I mean, just the fact that they're so much more accountable and being scrutinized better because they don't have that false sense of security makes me trust them more.
That's a great point. They, you know, because they're on the same level as you are, and I mean, of course, government bureaucrats are too, but it's not perceived that way. People perceive them as having authority, and therefore they put them up on a pedestal when that shouldn't be the case. They're just human beings like we are. But we don't perceive the people that run the Salvation Army as any better or worse than we are. They're just people doing something, and so therefore they should be vetted, and they, you know, they should be checked, and their books should be looked at, and, you know, their methods should be observed. People are very, very careful about charities, much more so than government. I think you're definitely onto something there.
Yeah, I mean, my other point too is, you know, I think part of another thing that makes people anxious about the notion of private agencies handling things like, you know, child abuse cases and things like that is the notion that it's somehow for profit. Well, first of all, I don't think it necessarily. It probably wouldn't be. I mean, most charities, the kinds of organizations that take on that kind of thing, are not doing it for profit. I mean, there are certainly people working for a living, just like with government. I mean, they have jobs to do,
right,
and they're doing their job for a salary. But I mean, government is constantly trying to make money. I mean, it's so funny to me, this notion that government is not trying to profit.
Yeah, as though government is altruistic in some way.
Yeah, I mean, look at cops pulling people over. That is for revenue. When they're pulling people over for giving people tickets when they were driving safely, but they violated some, you know, some odd law, you know, maybe they didn't come to a complete stop in the middle of the night, or maybe they made a U-turn in the middle of the night when there's no traffic.
I'm convinced that they put signs up in some places like that specifically to make money. There
right.
are U-turn signs all over Keene that where there's no reason why you can't make a U-turn or a left turn or something like that, and I'm convinced that they put it there because they know people are going to break the law, and it's a really easy way for them to make money.
I think you're right.
Yeah. And, you know, it depends on the time of day. There's sometimes when it's a bad idea to try to make a U-turn in the middle of the street. There's other times when it's the middle of the night when who cares?
Right.
And
I don't care
really,
about stoplights then.
At that point, it's just a cop's opportunity to go out and you do a little fundraising for the old municipality.
Yeah, well, of course, the key difference is if they need money, they can just take it. So that's really where the accountability stops.
Yep.
Is any private company is constantly being scrutinized. They're worried about the possibility of losing their funding. If it's a charitable organization trying to take care of abused children or something like that. Whereas a public organization, they have the authority. They can get away with all kinds of things. They can take money if they need it. And so really there's less accountability. In my mind, I don't see how it can possibly work as well.
In fact, there's almost zero accountability when it comes to the government. Almost zero. And I say almost because, well, you can elect new people, and theoretically they could change a few things about the system, but generally it doesn't really change for the better. And generally that's not. I mean, you elect somebody new, and they're just somebody else who wants to be in power over others, so it never really changes anything fundamentally.
Yeah, none of that works nearly as effectively or as quickly as just immediately losing your funding because people no longer want to contribute. People no longer trust you.
You've got it.
So.
Dale,
sure.
Thanks for the call. We
just
appreciate
it. What's the toy company that just recently had
Mattel.
Problems? Mattel. Just ask Mattel whether or not the marketplace is a check against somebody who does their job poorly. Just ask them. Mm. Because right now, Mattel has done a minor offense compared to just the way governments on a state, local, and national level screw crap up every single day. Every day.
The government
is screwing crap up. Because, you know, they're paying 3, 4, 5 times what services and goods are worth when they're buying them, mm-hmm. because they don't care. It's your money, not theirs. Whereas Mattel sold less than 2% of its items in 2007, less than 2% of them might have had more lead paint than is allowable this year. Now, mind you, it wasn't less than was allowable in the early 90s, but it is less
than... In the 1950s.
Less than is allowable. Well, in the 1950s, you might have actually poisoned somebody with the amount of lead that was in paint.
Maybe.
But now, this was not a fatal dose of lead paint.
Right.
You could swallow the whole Matchbox car. Probably the Matchbox car is going to give you problems, not the paint that was on it.
No doubt about it.
But just ask Mattel, is that a check and balance? Ask the dog food manufacturers. Is the marketplace a check and a balance on what it is that you're doing? Because I think a lot more people are buying the more expensive dog food right now, just for the, you know, the hopes of not killing off their pet.
Isn't that one of the things in the John Stossel book, Julia, that dog food is not necessarily better if it's expensive? Julia's got.
I just think that some people are.
Julia's been reading the John Stossel, the latest John Stossel book. What's it called? Myths, Lies,
Lies and Outright Stupidity. It's very good. It's really mass marketed. So it's good for just, like, average Joe people.
Well, I mean, it's good for anybody.
Yeah, it's good for anybody. I found it a lot of really interesting information. But what you're actually referring to is I was on another message board, and somebody made the claim that people who don't buy expensive food for their animals abuse them. And I actually did a little research, and not an extensive amount, but I did a little research on the price of dog food and the quality, and they don't necessarily always go together.
It's like the people that think that if they pay $100 for a bottle of vodka, they're going to get a significantly better bottle of vodka than the $20 bottle of vodka, and it's just not the case. Anyway, it's great. I have not read
but the difficulty
book.
Is knowing when you're getting the crappy bottle of $20 vodka or the crappy bottle of $100 vodka. You know, I mean, at this point, all you can do is read reviews and that kind of thing. Your pet can't tell you what it likes the most or what's working for it. You have to try these things, see how it goes for yourself. You haven't been ripped off. Don't worry about it.
All right, so
go on.
I wanted to just recommend that book, even though I have not personally read it, and you haven't read the entire thing, but you can sort of skip through it. There are different chapters that cover different segments. There's a chapter on government. There's a chapter on consumer things. There's a chapter on, you know, fill in the blank. Lots of different things.
Parenting. I like it. It's a lot different as far as the setup is concerned than his last book, which I actually just finished reading. Mm-hmm. This one you can easily skip through because it shows the myth in a little highlighted box, and then you can read it. So what I do, because I don't have a lot of time to read, is I look at the myth, and if it interests me or it isn't something I don't know, I read it. But if not, I skip ahead.
Right. Like, you'll learn things like that were old wives' tales that you might have thought were true that aren't. And he actually goes into the details with the experts and the citations that you need to show that you've just been you've either been misinformed or lied to your entire life. I think the subtitle of the book is that everything you know is wrong.
Why everything you know is wrong.
Yeah. It's just a brilliant book that would be a great gift for somebody that isn't even into liberty. Like, it's not even a liberty book. The sections on government obviously have a libertarian theme to them. But generally, it's just a great consumer book, really. It's a great informative book that will just, man, make you question everything you learned in government school and everything your parents taught you as you were growing up. There's just so much misinformation out there.
The one that I just can't believe that always seems to come up, you hear it now and then, is the red cars get more speeding tickets.
That's in there.
And red cars get have higher insurance
rates.
That's
in there, and it's a myth.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I had a red car, and I generally drive black because it goes with everything, you know. I had a red car for a while, and I'm sorry, I never got in trouble in the red car. I've always gotten in trouble in black cars.
Interesting. Here's another recommendation for you. Julia and I just watched a fantastic film called Interstate 60.
Oh, that was good.
Which I highly recommend. It has some great liberty-oriented themes in it, and it's just an entertaining film as well. It's got, Gary Oldman, Christopher Lloyd. It's done by the same, directed by the same guy that directed Back to the Future. And so if you enjoyed sort of the fun feel that Back to the Future had, then you'll enjoy the hell out of Interstate 60, and it's got a really great message to it as well. All right, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Eddie and Johnson on the way. Ladies, you come first if you make the call. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Today, it's from Midas, August 24th, 2007. Gold, 660, 90 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 682.28, 336.65 for half, 168.33 for quarter. That's 682.828, 336.65, 168.33.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to take control is 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com, the place to go. The features for free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens and dozens of ladies who have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show appear on the Shrine. So head over to Shrine.FreeTalkLive.com to see what that's all about. Shrine.FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
As we go to the phones and to the fun, talking first to Eddie in Colorado Springs. Eddie, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yes. Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I heard you guys talking about child abuse.
Yes.
Well, I would like to know just a couple questions. In your guys' opinion, what do you think it has to do with, like, a superiority complex?
You're talking about parents abusing their children?
Correct. Is that
why, are you asking why psychologically a parent would want to abuse his or her children?
Yeah, what makes them decide to, you know, I mean, I understand, you know, anguish, anger, and, you know, frustration, but besides that fact.
I think that a lot of parents were just beaten themselves or hit themselves. A lot of parents, when they don't know how to deal with certain problems, they sort of lash out. And, for example, I knew this lady who was kind of an angry lady, and I know she was okay with hitting her kids, and she got hit when she was a kid a lot. So I think that it's somewhat of a learned behavior for a lot of people.
But where does it come from, though? I mean, it has to start
exactly
somewhere.
Right.
Where does it start? And I'm thinking it has to do with either, you know, the childhood as well, but, you know, people can get over that, you know, instead of passing it on to their kids, as well as, I think it has to do with money situation. Do you have any statements possibly on that?
I think it's just a lack of creativity on the part of a parent. I think it's
emotional control.
Yeah, they're just out of control. They're very emotional. They get upset easily, and their answer to getting upset is to lash out with violence. You know, that must have been how it started decades and hundreds, if not hundreds and hundreds of years ago, you know, where we might not have been as well educated as we are today. We might not have known of alternative methods of disciplining children, like, you know, go sit in the corner, or you don't get dessert, or, you know, you don't get to play on the Nintendo, that sort of thing. We didn't, you know, back when it was caveman days, when all you really knew was the fist and brute strength, you know, maybe that's where it all originated. That's just me hypothesizing, obviously, so I'm sure psychologists would have a few more words to say. Mark, do you have any thoughts on this? Why parents beat their kids?
I would assume that they're angry and they don't, you know, they just haven't thought about, you know, what the solutions are. Probably, you know, they're a little crime and punishment in the sense that they think, you know, the harder you are on somebody, the better they'll turn out. My dad was hard on me, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Or they've been told a myth, which is one of the things we're talking about, the John Stossel book, Myths, Lies, and what was it? Outright Stupidity. One of the myths that he just debunks in his book is the old saying of spare the rod, spoil the child. And the fact is, other discipline measures work better, but people were sort of raised with that mentality, and so it's no surprise that that's one of the places that they go to when they're looking to get their kids in line.
Well, I have a feeling that, you know, there's a certain area you take it to, and, you know, there's also parents who take it too far, and that's what I'm looking for, you know, is the reason why they take it so far, because I've, you know, I mean, if your kid messes up, you discipline them.
Well, the difference is in degrees. See, there are a lot of people in America, and Mark's one of them, who think that spanking their kid is okay. I presume you're one of those people as well, right?
Not necessarily. Taking something that they admire or like, not necessarily what they enjoy, because, you know, they'll find something else to enjoy, but something they really like and they admire, to take away from them, they would really hit the spot.
Not, I agree.
Not something that's physically painful that would, you know,
I'm with you. I think the parents can be far more creative than spanking. But then again, when you look at spanking, and some people say it's just fine, you have to ask yourself, where do you draw the line, right?
Right, and that's really about the issue here, Eddie. Because
exactly.
Now, when you're thinking about spanking for a second, let's compare spanking, you know, a well-administered spanking to a child under the five years of age. You know, that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's reasonable punishment. Let's compare that to taking something away. Let's say you take their favorite doll, and not only do you take it away, but you tease them with it every day. Ah, I got your doll. Ah, you can't have
it.
You've been bad. Absolutely, it's wrong. It's child abuse. In the same way
that... What the hell is that child abuse for?
Okay,
but I
abuse has to be
that,
touching the child.
But I'm feeling that taking it away in the first place...
I'm just saying that somebody can administer... I'm not going after you, Eddie. I'm going after my co-host here, who's a... idiot in this.
Well, I know. I agree that rubbing it in their face is rude. That's not nice. But
I mean,
I'm saying
that
taking
it
away is abuse.
Would
no,
I say
no, no,
that,
no, I don't feel
would
that
you say
way.
That spanking a child
away,
is abuse?
Taking away a luxury is not abuse.
No, that's something that would get them in place.
Neither is spanking them.
I agree with you, Eddie. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
Thanks,
thank you,
we will. 800-259-9231. Look, I didn't mean to say that I agreed with rubbing it in their face. That's awful. That's
no, no. What I'm saying...
You're saying taking a kid's doll is abuse?
No, Ian. What I'm saying is, if you think that taking a kid's doll away is a proper punishment, but spanking isn't, then I say, fine and dandy. Then you should be able to tease the kid with it and dance around and go, ah, I got your doll. You're not going to get it. You spilled your Cheerios. I got the doll.
Why would you get in trouble for spilling your Cheerios anyway?
I don't know. What I'm saying is that an abusive parent can abuse whether they beat somebody's,
That's
beat them
abuse.
And break their... It is... What? Teasing
abuse?
A child with their their toy
that,
and abuse?
While that might be unkind or mean, it's certainly not teaching a kid that violence solves problems.
That's
the problem with spanking. It's teaching a child that violence is the answer when there is a problem, and that is an inherent lesson they will learn, and they will pass it on with their kids. They'll beat their kids as well. And then again, the question becomes, where do you draw the line? If you think it's okay to spank a kid with your bare hand, is it okay to spank the kid with the paddle with the holes in it? And if it's okay to spank them with the paddle and the holes in it, is it also okay to spank them somewhere else besides their butt?
Also, at what point in time is it too old? For example, mm-hmm. I had neighbors who were 12-year-old girls whose dad used to make them pull down their pants and he would hit them with a belt. Should 12-year-olds be pulling down their pants in front of... I personally would be very uncomfortable.
Yes. A little strange.
I'm saying that you can take all these punishments to an extreme. A well-administered spanking to a child under 5 years old is not abuse.
Using
and
violence on your children
is
extreme,
nuts.
Sir. It
out
is
of,
extreme.
Out of the frame crazy.
That's why we have so many messed up kids and young people.
Right,
and
the whole
adults
nation's messed up because the whole nation gets spankings.
One thing that really bothers me about this issue, and I understand that, for example, a kid touching a hot stove, a baby going for a hot stove, that's sort of a different issue. But
you shouldn't be able to put your hand on them and aggress on that child. Are you kidding?
If that child
wants to put its hand on the hot stove, okay. It should be able to do it. Are you talking about touching children? Because that's abuse, my friend.
No, I'm talking about touching children.
You are out of your mind crazy.
As children get older, that it's important for parents to understand that making mistakes is part of learning. I think a lot of parents, like my mom, for example, she was always, she didn't let me make mistakes and learn things on my own, and it always really bothered me because I learn best from my own mistakes and experiences.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have been able to touch the stove. I mean, if you're going for a hot stove, then you shouldn't be allowed to touch it.
I said, especially when you get older, I said, this is different from touching a hot stove. That's a little bit of a different situation with a child who's too young to understand that sort of thing.
But even so, with the hot stove scenario, if you grab your child and pull them away from the hot stove, that's an intervention. That's not violence. You're not attacking your child. You're not physically harming them.
I actually have a funny story about that. It's actually not funny at all. But I knew a parent who used to spank their kid, and their kid went for a hot stove, and the spanking wasn't working, so she yelled really loud, and the kid actually fell off and hit his head on the floor and got a concussion, and they had to take him to the hospital and all this nastiness.
Yikes.
So yelling is child abuse.
No, yelling's not child abuse. It was just a bad situation.
This is a bad story.
1-800-259-9231. Spanking teaches kids violence solves problems. That's a bad lesson to learn.
Ian is out of his mind crazy.
Yeah. You make your own mind up. It's Free Talk Live.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's saferjelly.com. Saferjelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Fickle CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Inviting you to our website as well at freetalklive.com. All the features are for free. The archives are there. An entire year's worth of the show, front page of the site. Just click and download for free. freetalklive.com. And by the way, your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest's mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. SavvyRest.com. Let's go to the phones. Talk to Johnson, calling from Connecticut. Hello, Johnson.
Hey, so I think if you're going to be brutal to your child, why don't you just combine the two major forms of accepted brutality and just whenever your kid's bad, just ration out the circumcision. Don't do it all at once. Ration it out over the course of their life.
Okay.
I mean, if you're crazy enough to be beating your child, why is that such a jump?
Okay, then. I don't know what to say to that.
I'm not going to dignify it with an answer. How's that?
Okay, well, there you go.
Tell me about your contest, Johnson. How's it been going? It hasn't been promoted as often as I probably should have promoted it.
No, you know, and I've been tossing around in my head, do I want to let it run for another week? Because we don't really have any sort of a clear winner at the moment. There are a couple comments that have been dug up, and, you know, we've been definitely, there's definitely been an uptick in the amount of comments on shows, but nobody is a clear winner as far as the contest is concerned. So I'm not sure. I was originally going to call in tomorrow night with an update and, possibly, I was originally going to announce the winner. Now I'm not so sure. However, there is another day for people to go to dig.freetalklive.com. Today's show is included in the original contest, and I may announce and decide to run it for another week tomorrow, just because there hasn't been a very clear winner, and I don't want to give out a T-shirt for nothing.
Right, well, if it's a tie between five people, you only had one shirt to give out, so we're going to have to figure out a way to deal with that, and I think that's fair enough.
There currently is a winner, but it's such a close, I mean, it's so close, it's you know, it's ridiculous.
Well, maybe you don't like how close the winner is, but I'm sure the winner feels like it's close enough.
Yeah, well, you know, and there's still another day, so
right.
We'll see what happens tomorrow.
So there's another day for people to go to dig.freetalklive.com. Preferably, we'd like them to comment on some of the shows, and then you can dig up or down the comments that you agree or disagree with. You click the little thumbs up or the thumbs down button. And
that should be the real thing is, please, do dig up comments, you know, dig up or down comments that you agree or disagree with.
Right, at dig.freetalklive.com. Leave your own comments as well for others to dig. And there you go. Johnson, any other thoughts?
Yeah, actually, I had a couple other thoughts, aside from the circumcision thing. I wanted to bring up some tech news issues that have been going on recently. Two major sort of things that I think, one of them is a little bit more major than the other, but the iPhone has been unlocked. This happened today, or at least it was, you know, widely reported on today.
Yeah, I saw the news on Drudge. It's like a kid in New Jersey, right?
Yes. Well, it's sort of a team of hackers. I think it was five kids. And they finally unlocked the entire iPhone. Well, you know, another well-sort-of-known gadget blog, a blog called Engadget, has sort of gone together and reported on the legal ramifications of this. And I sort of kind of find that interesting that, well, it's technically not illegal to unlock your iPhone. They're very worried about the, you know, because there's so many laws out there, like the DMCA and some of these other just draconian technical laws, that who knows what these companies might be able to get you for if you are using your iPhone to actually connect to another cellular provider.
It would seem to me that at worst, I mean, unless you've specifically signed an agreement saying you won't do something like that, it would seem to me at worst all you've done is voided your warranty.
This is, you know, possibly true.
I guess time will tell. I mean, how awful would it be? I mean, who would be doing the suing? I mean, you've got a situation where Apple has released this iPhone. It's supposed to only operate on the AT&T Singular cell phone network.
If I had to guess, you know who would be doing the suing? AT&T. They're a bunch of jerks. I could imagine them suing tons of customers who are not using their, you know, who are using the iPhone on another network.
The opinions expressed on this telephone call are completely those of the caller and not a Free Talk Live.
You know, yeah. I'm sorry. I can see, you know, AT&T, you know, as far as the views of Free Talk Live, AT&T is the same company who just hands over information to the
NSA. These are the guys that have the NSA secret room in their facility loaded with computers monitoring phone calls. So they're working hand in hand with the state.
I don't have any problem dumping all over AT&T. The second little bit of news that I wanted to bring up is, as far as, you know, since you guys were talking about children, there's a new game coming out called BioShock. It's sort of well-known among, it's a new first-person shooter-style game. Now, the reason why I would even bother bringing it up is because I find it very interesting that it's supposedly, from all the rumors that I've been reading and some screenshots and things that I've seen, is that it is very Randian, that a lot of it's based on, I think, the 40s or something like that, around that time period, and apparently it has taken a bunch of its, storyline from Ayn Rand-style ideals. I saw a big banner at some point in the game that says, no gods, no kings, and apparently it has a lot of libertarian ideals and themes, which I'm very excited about.
Well, we'll see about that. I personally wish I had time for games, but thanks for the review and thanks for the recommendation, Johnson. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. I don't know. I read the review. I read one of the articles about the game he's mentioning, and I think that they might have lifted some themes from Ayn Rand. I don't know if they're treated very well in the game. I don't know if it's if they're enshrining the themes or if they are, you know, trying to make her look bad. I don't know. I don't really know much about Ayn Rand. The only book of hers I've ever read is Anthem, and I read it in high school. Actually.
I read Anthem also. I also read Fountainhead. Very good books.
Ayn Rand is not a libertarian. Objectivists have a lot in common with libertarians, but objectivism isn't necessarily libertarian, per se. So a lot of people, I think, confuse the two, and Ayn Rand herself actually was quoted saying something about how she hated libertarians.
Well, she felt like a lot of her work was stolen by the libertarians, you know, because the philosophies are similar. But, you know, Ayn Rand is not the first one to come up with philosophies on liberty. But she was a great thinker, and a lot of her stuff was incorporated into, you know, full sort of libertarian movement.
1-800-259-9231. Bringing us full circle, let's go to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about how does the media get away with talking and spitting on Mother Teresa's grave and, you know, everything that's good in this country, they always want to attack it.
Well, it's interesting, Jeremy, that you call in at this point because KGEZ only picks up the second and third hours of the show. So Jeremy he didn't know that we were talking about Mother Teresa in the first hour of the program. So you just happened to be randomly calling in about this, right?
Well, yes. I understand what you guys are talking about and everything, but,
you can call in about anything. I just wanted to find out if that was the case. I didn't think we were on for our first hour there. Now then, is it possible that what you think you know about Mother Teresa isn't necessarily true?
Well, I mean, they show us these letters, you know, on the propaganda and progress and stuff like that. And all the letters are real small, but they'll take like one little sentence and turn it into this great big thing about how her faith failed her and all she done was go around the world and try to help people.
Yeah, but it turns out that she didn't really do that. She was sort of trying to portray the image that she was trying to help people. But according to Penn and Teller on their excellent television show BS, which, Mark, you've actually been watching the clip during some of the breaks here.
It's a bunch of garbage.
No, it's not garbage. They actually talked to some experts who do know a little thing or two about Mother Teresa. And the fact
every
she built people for millions of dollars, and she didn't give any of the money to the kids.
The fact is, every single charity out there has to use money for administrative purposes.
In third world countries, if she was such a this millionaire sucker they're making her out to be, why would she spend her whole life in impoverished lands and
nobody knows what she did with the money because her charity refuses to open their books. Thanks for the call, Jeremy. 800-259-9231. Good charities will let people go in and audit them. Her charity refused. What's going on? What do you got to hide? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Watering plants is like gassing up your car. Both provide fuel. Water for plants to grow and gas for cars to go. But if a little bit's good, is more better? When we come back, I'll tell you. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No.
Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark. Like Goldilocks suggested, just right is best when watering plants and refueling your car. Like flower pots, don't let gas tanks run completely dry before refueling. Because when your car runs out of gas, debris from your tank is sucked into the engine, causing performance problems and potential repairs. But don't overfill either. Excess fuel flows from your gas tank into a reservoir, but then can be drawn into the engine, causing flooding. So how much gas is just right? 2 clicks of the pump when you're refueling. Remember, 2 clicks only. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but if you want to get on the air, you better call now. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com, the place to go. You like the show? You want to help support Free Talk Live? Go shopping with us. Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. When you enter through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So easy. Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. 41 categories of products. New items. Used items. We get a percentage on virtually anything you put in your shopping cart, even if it's a gift certificate. Head over to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com and get your shopping done. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Talk to Steve, listening to KSCO in Monterey. Hello, Steve.
Yeah.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I just happened to turn the hit the station right when the other guy was talking about having that contest for the T-shirts.
Yes.
And I thought it was kind of interesting. I said, well, very the epitome of a liberal. That they would can't make up their mind and don't want to commit to anything. I mean, not even you don't want to have the winner. It's just like, hello.
Well, it's his contest, and he can set whatever rules he wants to.
I understand that, but it's just to me. I'm not saying trying to make a negative thing out of it, but it just sounds like you know.
What's a liberal?
Just amazing. It's amazing. Think
what
about
is
it.
What is a liberal?
What is a liberal?
Yes. I hear the term bandied around so often, and it just seems
just
like it's a disparaging. It seems like it's just a disparaging term, like jerk. And
I just described it. I mean, that's how it struck me.
A liberal is somebody who can't commit.
That defines it. I think that not wanting to commit to that simple contest. We'll just pick the winner when we're ready. Or a lot. It's like that doesn't make any sense.
Okay, so a liberal is a person who cannot commit?
What it is to me.
A liberal is a person who cannot commit? Steve?
It would seem.
I would like to legalize marijuana in this country. Am I a liberal?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, good. What else can I come up with that sounds liberal-ish? I would like to see gay people get married, if they so choose, by the church of their choosing. Am I a liberal?
That doesn't bother me.
I'm just pulling things out of the air here to see whether I fall into this liberal category or not. I'm kind of wondering.
We don't really know what conservative means either.
I don't know. I don't think that's a...
Okay, what's a conservative? While we've got you on the line, what is a
somebody
conservative?
Who can commit.
I have kind of an analogy that I might run by you.
All right, do it.
And pardon me?
Go ahead. Do it.
Okay, so I believe that this country is, in a marriage, you have a wife and you have a husband, and the wife tends to lean towards the emotional side of things, and the husband has a tendency to lean more towards common sense kind of a thing, and it's And it's, I think that it's a mutual respect and love that holds that marriage together, and they both have a need in that relationship. And I think that when that love goes out of that relationship, they both pull, you know, it's each one for themselves. And who gets the kid? And in a divorce, it's just like the kid is the last one that... The kid is a big issue. It's just it's a big grab bag, and that's what's happened with this. We have the Democrats and Republicans, which I see the Democrats as a feminine side, and I see the Republicans as a masculine side, and I see it as a marriage, and I see it as this nation is state of course, and I see the lawyers getting everything, and that's the way I look
so,
at it.
So Republicans are kind of like the Dick Ward from isn't he the
what
the Dick Ward from like Leave It to Beaver, isn't that his name, Dick Ward?
I've never seen the show.
I don't know. I'm not very good with these things. He's kind of like the dad on Leave It to Beaver.
I sound that way?
No, I'm asking.
No, he's asking if you're a
conservatives are kind of like the conservatives or Republicans are kind of like the dad on Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
Because you know, my experience is I would have called myself a tried and true elephant wearing Republican up until 2000 when those jerks got in office. Because Dick Ward, I doubt very seriously, stole a bunch of money from anybody. But those Republicans, they got in there and they spent like Bill Clinton wishes he could have.
Smaller government, I tell you.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, it seems to me that the only difference between Republicans and Democrats.
I'd say you're right on the American voter on that side that, sort of conservatives are a little. You know, maybe what the classical masculine is, maybe.
Well, Ben, what he's talking about is what Steve has identified is how they sort of sell themselves, right? The liberals, so-called, sell themselves as, well, we care about the little guy. And then the conservatives sell themselves as, we want you to pull you up by your own bootstraps, that sort of thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
That's sort of the message they're putting out there. But the reality is that they're both just two different sides of the same big government coin. The difference between the two groups is one group wants to screw you over here,
right.
And
one
the other group wants to screw
wants
you over
pay
there.
For the military, the other one wants you to pay the feed the poor people.
Steve, thanks for the call.
That's
we really
great.
Appreciate hearing from you. Now, let's talk about somebody who's a little bit different.
Okay.
One man who in Washington, D.C., doesn't really, even though he calls himself a Republican, he doesn't really fit into their camp. Not so much. His name's Ron Paul. And he wrote an excellent little op-ed piece on his own website, ronpaul2008.com. And I was very pleased to see this because, you know, I like the Harry Brown style of writing where Harry Brown, when he was running for president as a libertarian candidate, he would write a bunch of articles, right, as he was running, and you could really get a feel for his viewpoints on things. And yet, I have yet to see really anything from Ron Paul in that way. I mean, he goes out and speaks, and that's great. But this was really a nice little written article here, so I'm going to share it with you. It's a message from Ron Paul. He says, not all the media are biased. A local newspaper in New Hampshire reported on the annual GOP barbecue in the town of Hollis. It could be called the Ron Paul Show, they said, since the far bigger crowd than usual consisted mostly of our supporters. One volunteer even rented an airplane and flew a wonderful sign around the sky.
That was Kevin.
What great, how very great, how creative, self-starting people that I'm meeting at every stop, all of them united by a love of America and American freedom. Politics is usually about division, but this campaign is just the opposite. Not only are our volunteers a bunch of happy warriors, but they also practice the virtues of tolerance and peace, just as they want the nation to do. The other day, the state chairman of an opposing campaign angrily tore a sign out of one of our supporters' hands and trashed it.
Right, that was Mitt Romney's campaign manager in the state of Illinois,
whoever it is.
I might be wrong on the state.
Different people
I did see the video on YouTube, though.
Different people with different beliefs might have responded differently, but our people, though they've been standing in the rain all day, applied the golden rule. It's because of quiet heroes that I know we can change this country. He says a reporter in New Hampshire told me this story about Florida. She had seen the same three supporters working every day passing out Ron Paul literature, and so decided to interview them. She was startled to discover one was a Republican, one a Democrat, and one was an independent. But I wasn't, in that he wasn't startled. Freedom brings us all together, says Ron. We can all agree on leaving people alone to plan and live their own lives, rather than trying to force them to obey at the point of a gun, as runaway government does. Instead of clawing at each other via the warfare, welfare state, people under liberty can cooperate in a unity of diversity. There's no need to use government to threaten others who have different standards or to be threatened by them. Looking to our founders, our traditions, and the Constitution, we can build in peaceful cooperation a free and prosperous society. At a talk show in Nashua, New Hampshire, the host asked me about the fare tax. Well, I agreed on getting rid of the IRS, I told her, but I want to replace it with nothing, not another tax. This is why one of the reasons I love Ron Paul. When brought in front of the fair tax crowd, he's going to tell them, screw off. I don't want your fair tax.
I love that. That fair tax thing is just amazing to me. 17% sales tax?
Oh, it's more than that.
This is
like 23%.
This is the answer to all our problems?
He says,
yuck.
He says, but let's not forget the inflation tax, he told the host. This was something she'd never considered. But after I talked about the depreciation of our dollar by the Federal Reserve, its creation of artificial booms and busts, and its bailouts of the big banks and Wall Street firms to the detriment of the average person, she loved it. That's another tax, she agreed, a hidden and particularly vicious tax. They try to tell us the money issue is boring or irrelevant. In fact, it's the very pith of our social lives, and morally, constitutionally, and economically, the central bank is a disaster. Thanks to the work of this movement, Americans are starting to understand what's been hidden from them for so long, that we have a right to sound and honest money, not to a dollar debauched by for the special interests. Unconstitutional government has created a war crisis, a financial crisis, a dollar crisis, and a freedom crisis, but we don't have to take it. We don't have to passively accept more dead soldiers, a lower standard of living, rising prices, a national ID, eavesdropping on our emails and phone calls, and all the rest. We can return to first principles and to build the brightest, most brilliant future any people on earth has ever aspired to. Help me teach this lesson. Help me campaign all over this country in cooperation with our huge and growing volunteer army. Please help me show that change is not only possible, but also essential. And then he goes and gives his website for contributions, which of course is Ron Paul 2008. .com. But I just thought that was a great little message from Ron Paul. It covered a decent amount of issues, had a great positive feel to it, and I think he should write more things.
I have never contributed to a presidential campaign before in my life, and I've contributed quite a bit of money to the Ron Paul campaign.
1-800-259.
I really believe in that much.
I've never had any interest in any politician ever, and Ron Paul is interesting to me.
You know, he's the candidate that could actually save America from this gigantic government that's growing like a cancer inside of this
country.
None of
the others will, that's for damn sure.
Every day.
None of the others. None of the other Democrats, none of the other Republicans. They're all a bunch of big government freaks. It's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We'll join you tomorrow night online in the meantime. You can join us at freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.